Shane, nice start to the week. An easy decision to share the honours, was it, in the five bar?
I think it was a sensible one. It was nice that all three of us, there was no questions about it. We were happy to do. I think it was the right decision. We had jumped four big rounds, and you know, you're only splitting hairs at the end. There's two more big days of jumping, and you need to keep a little bit in the tank.
And what would be the plan with this horse then for the rest of the week?
I'll do another class here with him. To be honest, he hasn't had a show since Dublin back in August because he went to stud, so plenty of semen for him next year. So he's not at peak fitness at the minute. So I'm very, very impressed with how he dealt with this competition with such big jumps. And the plan ahead is I'll do two more shows, and then in middle to end of December he heads to Dubai. And then we do our first show over there the 4th of January. So that weekend, the plan is to do the big five-star Grand Prix there with him.
Well, for you, though, you've just come from a big weekend of action at the FER Nations Cup final. Frustration for the Irish team. I think that would be the best way of describing it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit like we came there on the back of a gold medal European Championship. And although we didn't have some of the same horses, we were quietly confident. The first day we were a little bit unlucky. I had the last fence. Bertram had a foot in the water. Dennis jumped clear, and Shane Sweet, and very unlucky to have one down. So we missed the cut by half a second.
But overall, though, if you look at this year, the outdoor season, I mean, obviously the highlight for Irish show jumping in Gothenburg, it was an extraordinary week for the sport, given where it was even sort of 12 months ago.
Absolutely. I think from Team Ireland personally, they showed a bit of real team spirit when they ended up with a man down, a three-man team going in the final day. But sometimes that can have a good effect, in the sense that, you know, every score counts and you really have to pull together and fight for it. And Ireland are quite good at coming back and jumping clear rounds. We've done it a couple of times, so yeah, the guys were brilliant. They did it again.
And I was talking earlier to Anthony about the sort of Rodrigo effect. There does seem to have been an effect. You can always tap his experience. It's been a really positive influence.
Yeah, Rodrigo, I think, is a great chef in a number of ways, but one in particular is he's a very cool character, but yet he's unbelievably focused. He has a plan and he likes to get it executed. He doesn't listen to excuses. You have a plan going in the ring, execute it and you're clear. And you know, Rodrigo is a man that's won everything in the world, so he commands a lot of respect, and I think that's a key part to our team at the moment, that all the riders really respect Rodrigo. And I think going forward it's a bright future for Ireland.
Well, going forward, not a bad start for your week here, but thanks for talking to us. Thanks, Shane.
Delighted.
Brilliant. Thank you, Shane. Thank you very much. Well done.